It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Start the 5 o'clock hour a little bit late because we started the Dr. Chuck segment a little late, but on the text machine, everybody loves that segment. He is so in his bag at that Crystal Burger, man.
I love.
Oh my God, dude, I love that.
Yes.
So I mentioned this quickly before we played Dr. Chuck. USA lost to France, by the way, 3-0. So I don't know, though. What does that mean for the rest of the Olympics, Solana?
I mean, nothing.
It didn't matter at all?
It matters, but they're in group play, so there's still a chance for them to get out of group play if they win their other games.
All right. So it does matter.
Yes, but in other words, losing their first game does not mean that that's it. Their Olympics are done.
No, I get that. I get that. But if they lose their second game, would they then be...
I would imagine... I don't know exactly the terms of the group stages, but I would imagine losing two straight games, your first two games in group play, would not be good for you getting out
do
of group
play. Do they have a tough group?
I don't know. I don't know who's in their group.
There are New Zealand's in the group, and so is Guyana.
Who?
So is that a tough group?
I have no clue.
Who else?
U.S., France, Guyana, and New Zealand? Is that
Is Guyana? Is that Ghana?
No. Guyana.
Guyana. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jimmy J, he just got it wrong.
Well, Guyana. That's not incorrect.
So it's the regular season of normal sports. Like you could lose a couple games and be fine.
Well, I don't know. I was trying to get clarification from Solana. He said it didn't matter at all.
This is pretty straightforward. They're in a group, and I would imagine the top team from each group advances. So losing...
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you, and you said it didn't matter.
This does not mean that they're out, but...
I didn't ask you if they're out. Okay. I just asked what the loss meant.
But Hawk, think about the question you're asking me. Hey, does losing an event in the Olympics matter? Obviously, it matters. They're competing
well,
in professional sports. Because I thought you were asking me, hey, they lost today. Does that mean that their tournament is over? And no, it does not. But
well,
obviously,
if I meant
there's
that, why wouldn't I have asked, is their tournament over?
Obviously, yes, there's implications for a game in the Olympics. Like, what kind of question is that?
I'd like to know what the implications are because I don't know. You're speaking in circles, Mike McDaniel, because I don't think you know either.
No, you're just asking.
I'm being very clear that I don't know, but I don't think you know.
No, I don't know. I was pretty straightforward. I don't know
well,
exactly
then why
what
are
the
you
group
giving
stages
all these
are.
Answers if you don't know.
Because losing the first game in a group stage doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. They'll be okay. They'll be okay.
I just want to make sure I have this right. You're giving a whole bunch of answers, which started with it doesn't matter at all, and ended with it certainly has implications because you've lost a match in group play, so you've covered the entire gamut, and then you're yelling at me for asking the question when I'm telling you straight up, I don't know what the ramifications are, which is why I was asking you. And then you're saying to me, well, everyone knows. And I'm literally telling you, I don't know.
I'm not telling you everybody knows. I'm telling you that obviously a game in the Olympics matters. Like, it does
well,
matter.
Well, why didn't you answer that in the first answer? I'll go back and listen to the first answer if
okay.
you want to replay it.
Yeah,
you
go
said
ahead.
It has no implication.
go ahead. I didn't say it has no implication. I said this isn't a big deal. I said it's not a big deal. I said it's not a big deal.
It doesn't matter.
Because I couldn't believe you're asking me.
You said it doesn't matter.
I couldn't believe you're asking me a question.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, does a game in the Olympics matter? Like, what kind of question is that? Yeah, they're playing in a group play. They should win as many games as they possibly can that are scheduled so they can advance out of group play. It's such a
joke. So why wouldn't you have said that?
But why wouldn't you have known that?
Because I don't know that. But there's a lot of things you don't know.
There's many things I don't know, but the biggest thing I don't know is why you would ask, hey, does a game in the Olympics matter?
But that's not what I asked.
I think it is what you asked. Obviously, they're playing a game.
What are the implications of the U.S. losing to France in the first game? And you could have said, this is what a person who actually knows. The truth of the matter is you don't know. Mm-hmm. A person who knows. Had I asked Chris Whittingham that question, he would have said, well, they've got New Zealand coming up. That's not going to be an easy match. So they would have liked to have get this one against France. The one against Guyana is not going to be that difficult. So I would imagine they're still going to be able to advance. I thought you had some knowledge of soccer and the groups. You could have just said, I don't really know. I don't know who's in their group.
Huck, we've talked about this for the last 2 days. I've been straightforward.
Solana,
I'm not following.
You're not fooling me when you answer in generalities.
I've been straightforward. I'm not following the Olympic soccer tournament.
Everyone would know a loss means something, and losses in group play means something. You're answering in generalities because you didn't know who was in the group.
I have no idea. I'm not
you
following.
Didn't know who
I've been
advances.
Straightforward
you don't
about
know
it.
If one or two teams advanced.
I don't.
The group.
I don't.
So all you're lecturing me on. You really don't know.
I don't.
Which is all I was asking you.
But
I
I've been straightforward
about
it.
Soccer. You can say I don't know anything about Olympic soccer, so I don't know what the ramifications of the loss are.
For 2 days, I've been telling you I'm not following the Olympic soccer tournament. I'm not that interested in it. So why are you coming?
So why didn't you answer that?
Because you know. We've talked about this for 2 days now. So why are you coming to me and asking
me a question? So why didn't you answer that other than it doesn't matter? And then start to question me as to how I wouldn't know that when the truth of the matter is, you don't know anything either.
I have no idea, but hey, there's a game being played.
It would probably suit the team playing to win the game. I gotta ask you. So when you say I should know, but then you follow it up with I don't know, you don't find that slightly quizzical?
I'm not telling you that you should know the exact ramifications of who advances out of the group, who the U.S. is playing, because you're not interested in soccer. That's fine. But to come out of the gate with, well, the U.S. lost a game to France, does that matter? To me, is comical because, yeah, they should win every opportunity that they're playing on the field. Like, what are you asking there?
Solana, you're moving the verbiage because
no, I'm not moving the verbiage.
They were big underdogs today, so no one expected them to win.
Which is exactly why my answer to you
was
not that big of a deal.
What I was looking for was analysis of what it means moving forward in the group. If you think you're giving a lecture here on, yes, when you play any game, you'd like to win. And when you play a game and lose, you didn't accomplish your goal. We're all pretty aware of that.
Well, I don't know if you are very aware of it because that was your question.
Think that I was asking that rather than asking you, can you explain what's going on in group play here? Then you've got a screw loose. Like you think I really didn't know if a win or a loss is better?
I think you're asking somebody.
That I didn't know. You think that I don't know in any sport if a win or a loss is better?
You know very well that for the past 2 days, I've told you, I'm not following
Why aren't you answering my question?
Because he's talking in these generalities. I'm not talking in generalities. I haven't been following the Olympic soccer games.
Then answer my question.
And you asked me today,
Argentina-Morocco. Do you think that I don't know whether a win or loss in sports is better?
Yeah, I think I have to question whether you know.
Okay.
I think I do.
The bottom line, as much as you're angry that I don't know, you don't know.
I do not know, but I'm not angry at you not knowing that. I'm angry at you putting me in a position when you know I don't know the answers, and my answer to you.
So now the truth comes out. You just didn't want to be asked about something that you don't know about.
I don't want to be asked about something that you know I don't know about. And when I don't give you the answer you want, then you gaslight me.
Why would I have wasted my time asking you about what it means for the Team USA if I thought you weren't going to give me an answer?
Because for 2 days.
How did I know today that you knew about rugby?
Well, I don't really know anything about rugby.
I mean, you gave all these answers. Like, I mean, that was comical what you just did. I should know. How could I not know? And the truth is, you don't know.
You don't know.
I know I don't know. But That's why I asked the question.
But I've told you I don't know. Today we talked about Argentina, Morocco. I told you.
Okay, well, wait a second.
I didn't watch the game.
So you don't know?
No.
Why are you castigating me for not knowing?
Well, I kind of know. I know a little bit. I know a little bit.
I'm going to use a hawk word, and I want to extrapolate from this conversation. Solana, you're going to struggle in marriage.
I'll be all right.
I mean, you,
you're
you
not
sound
because you just
like
you
word,
sound crazy.
I'm allowed to say.
I don't sound crazy. I mean, you guys are
you
just
sound you, crazy.
You sound crazy.
Solana, you sound crazy. Bro, I'm your homeboy. I'm your ally. I'm right here. I'm with
I don't
you.
Think
you,
you
sound
are.
Crazy.
I don't think you when guys
I,
are.
When
my
I ally. Ask, crazy. When I ask a guest, what does it mean if the Dolphins don't sign a contract, if they don't sign Tua to a contract before the regular season starts? Do you think I'm actually looking for the answer of, well, it would mean he doesn't have a contract? Or do you think I'm asking the question to then get their opinion on what they think?
Because they bring them, we bring them on because they're educated on the topic and they can give us
but
some knowledge.
But I'm not. I'm not educated
asking.
On the topic of
so,
the Olympic
well,
soccer
why didn't
tournament.
You answer that?
Because well, you know that you based say. On based on our conversations over the past 2 days. At what point have I shown to you
you're gonna struggle.
Plenty of interest in the Olympic soccer tournament? At no point have I shown any interest in it. I've vaguely mentioned it in headlines only in passing whenever you bring up the score, and then you come to me right out the top, oh well, what happens if the U.S. soccer team loses? And I just gave you some answer, which was not that big of a deal because there's other games in group play, which I know there's other games in group play.
You didn't say that. You keep rephrasing
no,
what your answer
I'm not,
was
you guys
and
are rephrasing my answer.
Your answer was that it doesn't matter at all. And
what
by the way,
ramifications,
that's a
what
dumb answer.
What
that's
does it
a
matter?
Dumb answer.
What are the ramifications?
Right.
Nothing. That was the first conversation.
To me, it's just bizarre. Like, you know that they're in a group and you know they're going to play multiple games. So if they lose the first game, it's pretty straightforward. Not the end of the world. They can still advance out of the group winning a couple of
games. But there are
the
ramifications.
Correct. They're 0-1 in group play. They don't have a point in group play.
Right, and how many teams?
Pretty straightforward, gentlemen, in a sport.
How many teams go through on group play?
One or two.
Two.
One or two.
One or two.
So either a quarter or half, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the rules of the Olympic soccer tournament.
So if only one goes through, perhaps the loss would have a bigger ramification than if two go through. Would you agree with that?
I would, 100%.
Okay, so then your answer was incorrect.
But my answer from the beginning has been, I don't really know about the Olympic soccer tournament.
That was not your answer.
Hawk.
That wasn't close to your answer.
Hawk. It was nothing.
I'll make a wager. I'll make a dollar wager with you. Do
a
you want to wager
a
hundred? No, no, no. I meant a dollar figure, not $1.
Hawk,
you
want to
wager $1,000? I'll wager $1,000 on what your answer was.
Did we or did we not, prior to starting the show, have a conversation about Argentina-Morocco? And I told you I have not watched a single second of what happened other than the goal. Did we or did we not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and I told you, I'm not following this at all. I have no idea. So why do you come to me for an answer that is so,
because you
just,
are the soccer guy on the show. Didn't you pitch doing a soccer show on this radio
yes,
station?
I absolutely love
that's
soccer.
That's all I want
to
know.
And hold
pitched,
on, hold on.
You pitched to the bosses that you wanted to do a soccer show, right?
Right.
And you're shocked, though, that I asked you a soccer-related question?
About the Olympics, something
no,
that...
A soccer-related question.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you're shocked by that,
I'm
even
more
though
shocked...
you want to host a soccer-related show on the station?
I'm more shocked that you took that answer and turned it into this for the past 10 minutes rather than talking about Dolphins training camp when it really wasn't that big of a deal.
I only turned it into this because you screamed at me that how could I not know about soccer when you gave an answer that you now admit 10 minutes later was wrong.
So, Anna.
But would you like to bet $1,000 on your answer? Because I would.
Solana is a tough one, man. You gonna, yeah. You keep moving the goalposts.
I'm not moving the goalposts. It was a ridiculous question, an absolutely ridiculous question. And my answer, was just real quick. Not a big deal. Doesn't matter. Not a big deal.
Listening to your argument, do you have any premarital therapy set up? Because it would be helpful to you.
Do you have any mental health therapy set up? It's a bad question to want to know if the U.S. has almost no chance to advance now or if they still have a good chance to advance, because that's what I'm asking, obviously.
I wasn't sure.
You really? Okay, so you should never be booked as a guest on anyone's radio show, because if that question elicits that kind of response from you and you're not sure. You thought the actual question was,
don't ask me.
Is it better to win or lose in sports?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought you were asking me. That's exactly what I thought you were asking me.
I know. That's more of a testament to you than me.
I don't know. What you thought. I think it might be a testament to your question rather than to my answer.
You thought that question, you thought I was asking if it's better to win or lose, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you thought the question was, yes?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly what I thought your question was.
All right, we've gotten to the bottom of it then. You thought that question was me asking you if it's better to win or lose. Okay.
You read him hot. You read him hot.
No, it's just ridiculous. Like,
you know what? Call Whittingham. I'm going to ask him the exact same question.
I'm not.
Just call him.
I'm done with this. I'm like,
well, it's my show.
Yeah, but I realize that. But we all know Chris Whittingham gets paid daily to be informed about soccer, and that is his everyday job.
That's not what this is about. You're saying the question is bad. I want to ask him the same exact question and see if his answer is, well, winning is better than losing. I just want to see, maybe my question was bad.
This is what you want to do. Day one of Dolphins training camp. This is exactly 100%. What you want to do.
100%.
Yeah, 15
well,
minutes.
I want to do this tomorrow as well.
15 minutes.
From soccer
on absolutely
like,
nothing.
He just won.
Now you're muddying the water of the conversation with the question bad.
Because it's a ridiculous conversation. The head coach of the Miami Dolphins, spoke today about Tua Tagovailoa. It's the biggest story we've had in months. And you guys want to do this for 15 minutes over a nothing conversation.
But now your argument is that our topic wasn't good, not that his question was bad.
Right.
Like
you're looking for something. Yeah, you know what you are? You're a mountain climber, putting your pick into the mountain, and you're waiting for it to click onto something because you're falling off the mountain.
I'm looking for another job, is what I'm doing right now, because this is ridiculous.
Don't look into a job as radio guest, because if you think I was asking you whether it's better to win or lose, and you couldn't believe. And by the way, that's a perfectly acceptable reaction if at 5 o'clock in my 21st year of doing sports radio, if my question to you was, hey, Solana, in sports, is it better to win or lose?
Exactly.
That is a perfectly accurate response by you.
It's exactly what I thought you were asking me.
But, which really makes me question what is going on in your head. But because that wasn't my question, and the real answer, and the real reason that you were so prickly was you didn't know the answer.
As you knew. What? Because at no point over the past 2 days that we've talked about soccer being played in the Olympics, have I shown you any reason to believe that I'm following this tournament.
But would you acknowledge that you are the soccer expert on this show?
I love soccer. And when you guys had questions to me about the Copa America or the Euros, a tournament I was following, Yes, okay. I was 100% in tune with the everyday happenings of those tournaments.
Okay. So can you just lay out for us? Mm-hmm. This is just for future. There are an Olympics every 4 years.
Correct.
Can
that
you
is
just
correct.
Lay out
I'm glad you
us?
Knew that.
Can you lay out for us which soccer tournaments we should not ask you about? We know that not to ask you about Olympic soccer.
No.
I'll still go to you about MLS, correct? Yeah. You have a good knowledge of the MLS?
Today is the MLS All-Star Game. I do have some knowledge of the MLS.
Okay. CONCACAF. Right.
Who's playing in the MLS All-Star Game?
Leo Messi and Suarez are not playing from Inter Miami.
I wanted to ask who's not playing.
Sergio
I was just
Busquets
curious, like how,
and Jordi
Alba. How is it broken up? Is it
MLS All-Stars? No, MLS All-Stars. So the best players, the best collection of players from the MLS are going up against the Liga MX All-Stars, which is the Mexican club teams put together a collection of their best players.
And do you know who some of their best players are?
I do
or
not.
Am I treading here on? All right, don't yell at me. I'm just
not.
Trying to figure out. All right, so
I'm
going to
yell
league.
At you. No matter
write that
what
down,
you
Jimmy.
Me.
Olympic, Mexican League. Those are both off limits. What else should we not ask you about when it comes to soccer?
Don't ask me anything. That's fine. Don't ask me anything anymore.
La Liga.
Don't ask me anything anymore.
Euros.
Ridiculous.
I mean,
Brazil.
You honestly have to be out of your mind.
To give Europa.
An answer, it's better to win than lose.
Because it was such a nothing answer
remember,
I gave you.
You remember?
Doesn't
in the
matter.
4 o'clock
Not a
hour,
big deal.
You remember in the 3 o'clock hour when you said when Crowder said to you, "Hey, ask me the question about the Dolphins that I don't know anything about." And I'll give you an answer. And do you remember Crowder gave an answer that was acceptable even though he didn't say anything?
Mm-hmm.
We literally had this example in the 3 o'clock hour where Crowder was proving a point that if asked a question, you can come up with an answer that kind of shows that maybe I've got a little grasp, but not too much. Fast forward to 5 o'clock and I ask a question and rather than saying, well, it depends who's in their group. Let me see which teams are in the group and see if they have a decent chance to get out. I don't even know if it's one or two teams that come out of the group. Instead of doing that, you answered with, it's better to win than lose. Well, actually, your first answer was, it doesn't matter at all.
So let me get this right. Hold on. Let me get this right. Let me get this
right. I want you to get this right.
Okay. So let me get this straight.
I wanted to get it right and straight. Let's
for
get
a
it
full, for a full month on this show, while two of the biggest international soccer tournaments were going on, the Copa America and the Euro Cup were going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Every day on this show,
mm-hmm.
I would try to give scores from either tournaments, right?
Right.
And right. What would you guys do? What would you do? Go ahead. Come on. Tell me. You would pretend to fall asleep during that mother bleeping updates. You
right.
go.
What does this have to do with the conversation?
Because you guys
we're
don't actually care about soccer in any
well,
way, and you
thing,
don't
though.
Actually want updates on soccer
I
in any way ever
today.
For 2 years.
That it's better to win than lose. So when you were giving me the scores, it didn't matter to me because I didn't realize it matters so much until you just told me
for
that
5 years.
It's better to win. Then lose.
For 5 years, I try to talk soccer. You guys pretend to fall asleep when I bring up the Euros and the Copa America scores, and all of a sudden now you want Chris Whittingham, Nigel,
so
to give you
the
update?
Thing,
you care
I
now?
I finally brought up soccer to you after 5 years of you begging, and guess what happened? You didn't know anything. You wanted to talk soccer for so long. 5 o'clock, I came out of the box. I asked you a soccer question. Your head literally started smoking. Now, I find out this isn't the soccer he wanted to talk about.
It's the Olympics, bro. It doesn't matter. at all.
It's the biggest sporting event of the year.
No.
This will be the highest rated
soccer.
Sporting event in America this year other than the Super Bowl.
Not in soccer. It's not. It holds very little weight. The players are comprised, or the teams are comprised of only players under 23 out of three guys who can be older than 23. They don't send their full rosters. They don't actually care about this tournament.
Look who knows so much about Olympic soccer.
Well, I know a little bit about Olympic soccer.
You guys have a wealth of knowledge of Olympic soccer.
So if they want to win or lose.
I dare you to ask me to give you headlines this segment. I dare you.
Oh, you done ran him hot.
Have you ever seen a reaction that way?
Boy, you done ran him hot today,
no,
huh?
No, I'm not ranting hot.
He's been begging for a soccer show. He wants to talk soccer. Literally lobbed up one of the easiest questions for him so that he could talk about his beloved bleeping soccer. And the best he could muster up with didn't matter. And then for further clarification, wins are better than losses.
Oh, you ran him hot. He won't even look at the camera. I got you, Salam. It's okay.
Oh, my God. That was crazy. I still want to bet $1,000 on your original answer because I don't think you realized just how resolute you were in that it doesn't matter.
No, I wasn't resolute in it at all.
Well, let's
bet
on it.
It was just a passing comment. A passing comment.
Well, let's bet on it.
And I was very quick to say, hey, it's group play. As long as they win their other games, they should be fine. Then you asked me who's in their group. I was very quick to say that. Then you asked me who's in their group, and I told you, I have no idea. I have no idea. I want to bet you $1,000.
I'll take the bet.
If I'm going to be at work tomorrow. That's what I want to bet $1,000 on.
I'm about to say. Oh, I heard this conversation.
Out of this group of four, you're not advancing.
We're just playing, Solana.
Well, I'm not really just playing. I cannot believe that his answer was wins are better than losses.
Go back, listen to it, man. You guys took this so out of...
$1,000! Let's listen to it together with $1,000 on the line.
You took this so out of context.
Let's listen to it with $1,000 on the line together. Let's listen to it together. If I'm wrong, you're going to get $1,000.
Ruin the 5 o'clock hour for absolutely nothing. Just ruin it.
I think this is the best 5 o'clock hour we've had in a long time.
Dolphins, day one training camp. People want to hear about Tua Tagovailoa. They want to hear from Mike McDaniel. And you guys just couldn't help yourselves. Shame
on
you.
Heard from Mike McDaniel.
You guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
No, I was asking about the sport that you've been begging to talk about for 5 years.
You guys should be ashamed of yourselves, honestly. And, Hawk, hey, maybe you should know about the Mother Bleepin' Olympic soccer tournament. All right? Do a little research. Stop asking so many questions.
You don't know anything. You're the dog who caught the car.
No, I'm the car who caught the dog in this situation.
Oh, my God. All right, anything in weather?
Headlines with your own.
Go ahead, Jimmy. I'm not doing headlines. I'm not doing weather. Jimmy, go ahead. Go ahead, Jimmy. You want to chime in? Smart-ass remarks during that segment? Go ahead.
Some of those were actually factual. Remarks.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Jimmy. And while you pull up my entire show sheet, since you're not prepared, go ahead. Just deleted everything.
Hey, hot.
It's 90 degrees.
Like a sweatshirt.
Partly cloudy.
That's a whale on your sweatshirt.
That was, just precious.
He's so mad.
The guy loves talking soccer. And it was like I asked him to translate something from Hindu to Mandarin. Like, He couldn't have been more confused and started just talking in circles. He started melting down, and then words just kept coming out of his mouth.
Look at him.
Do you want to take the $1,000 bet or no?
Just go to break, man.
Oh, I'm going to get a heated text from his fiance.
Now I feel how she feels during arguments. He doesn't make any damn sense.
All right, let's reset. We reset. Wins are better than losses in Olympic soccer. We have come to that conclusion.
Okay, got it.
And one or two teams will be coming out of the group, but we have not been able to find the exact answer.
Bingo.
On that one. And Solana is our soccer expert. He will acknowledge that, but not in this particular brand of soccer. Did I miss anything?
Feel like we locked in. Oh, he's not even going to talk.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to see what gems Solana has when we come back. Wait till you hear the question I start the next segment with.
Oh, look, I can't mess with y'all.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, no matter what anybody might say. Here's a couple of things. I think Solana's really mad, which I find funny. But here's a couple of things. I texted Chris Whittingham, what does the U.S. loss to France in today's soccer match mean? And this is the answer. First of all, it wasn't Guyana that's in their group, Jimmy, and it's not Ghana either. It's Guinea, which is a country in Africa. So you got that totally wrong, Jimmy, and I had your back on that.
I'll take the L for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whittingham says they'll have to beat Guinea and New Zealand in all likelihood to get out of the group. This was just the first game of group stage. Bigger picture, France have some ridiculously good players. The U.S. doesn't. Mm. That's all I was looking for. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
Is this the first time that you're actually angry? On the show, Solana, you can't even fake it. You're angry. You're stewing. We're looking at you. You're steaming.
I'm not steaming. I think the whole steaming. Hour is just ridiculous. Like, there's actual things to talk about, and you guys turned something that was nothing into a bigger deal than it was, And yes, this is the second time.
I feel like you turned something that was nothing into a big deal.
Absolutely.
By giving me a lecture on wins and losses.
No, I just gave you a absolutely nothing answer for a question I didn't think you actually cared about, and you extrapolated that into something more than it needed to be. This is
misremembering how the segment started.
I am not at all. And this is, for the record, the second time I'm actually angry on this show.
What was the first time?
77.
77?
When you had him take number 77 for a contest.
No, but that wasn't on the show. No, that was off the air.
That was off the air.
I'm talking about on the show.
I was uncomfortable with that situation.
That was an off-air fight, but that never made it on the air.
It did not. No. There was another instance when I think we were just doing the show on 790 when Hawk must have had a bad day that day. He came in. He wanted to take it out on me, which is usually
twisted around on me.
And you guys for 2 hours just spent the entire show asking me what was wrong. What was wrong? Am I having family issues? And it's just so ridiculous, because what if there was actually something wrong?
Is there something wrong this time, though? Because now I'm starting to think that maybe there is something
There's
wrong.
There's nothing wrong. You guys are just jackasses. That's it.
Are you still, you're just feeling a little sick from your trip to Mexico? Because we know you get sick when you come back from vacation.
You're both a bunch of shuttlecocks is what you guys are. Both of you.
You got a sweatshirt on right now. It's 95 degrees. You're under the weather.
You have Noche de Sixto. Can we play that to end the show?
It's a lot of you're mad.
Would you like to talk about Mike McDaniel or Mario Cristobal? The floor is yours for 1 minute. Go ahead.
End the show, man. There's absolutely nothing else that needs to be said. Go ahead.
He is so mad. I would like to go back and listen to it with you so that you understand where my reaction came from, because your reaction, I thought, was a little out of line.
He's checking his iWatch.
Well, I apologize, Kalani. If I was out of line.
I don't want your apology. It's fine.
If I was out of line, I apologize.
I'm not accepted. I don't care. I don't want
you. You know
apology.
When the U.S. plays next?
Doesn't matter.
Saturday.
Because none of these games matter. Is that why?
Exhibitions.
Yeah, they play Saturday against New Zealand, 1 o'clock on USA and Peacock.
They should try to win, Hawk.
Well, I'm not necessarily certain. On Saturday's game, Solana, is it better to win or lose? Is there something wrong at home?
Solana, what's going on, man? You seem a little in your feelings.
I apologize. I'm just teasing. A lot of the texters have your back, Solana. A lot of them have your back.
You okay, Solana?
Life during hurricane season in South Florida can be stressful, or just on this show, it can be stressful. It's why I recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors to protect your home and your possessions and your family. When you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, it'll reduce your stress level. It's a great feeling when you have PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. I just expect the show to end in the middle of my commercial. It just fires it off. If you own a home in South Florida, take that step now. Call BNT. Get the ball rolling so PGT custom windows and doors can be a reality in your home for future hurricane seasons. It really does make things easier. Call BNT. They're so helpful. 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntwindowsanddoors.com. I'd like to make amends before the show ends, Solana. I don't think we should go to bed angry at each other. That was a Brady Bunch rule. Lawrence Henderson and Robert Reed, Mr. and Mrs. Brady, they would never go to bed angry. They would always make sure that you you make things right at the end. So let's make things right. What will make things right for you, Solana?
Let's give away the Bark at the Park tickets.
All right. Now, the Marlins will play the Reds that day. Would the Marlins prefer a win or a loss? I can't help myself.
Which is everything that went wrong this hour. You're right. You
can't. People calling in to win these tickets, would they rather win them or lose them?
I'm on your side, Solana.
How do we? How do we make things right here? Because there's a show. What's coming up at 6?
Sports Day.
I don't want to run into Dan's time, but I want to make things right. So you tell me how do we make things right? How do we make things right at the end of the show here?
Give away the Bark at the Park tickets.
Can I make things right with you so that you're going home with a smile on your face tonight?
We're friends.
There is absolutely nothing you could do at this point.
There's
to make
nothing
things
I
right.
can do.
Nothing.
Literally nothing. We have irreparable damage now to our relationship.
I don't know about that, but today there is absolutely nothing you can do to make things
nothing.
Right. Just end the show. That, I think, would be the right way to go about this. Give away the Bark at the Park ticket so somebody can have a wonderful afternoon and end the show.
To do the Bark at the Park and then tell him that thing, the line you said about man love during the photo shoot.
I don't recall that line. To be quite honest.
It says something about man love, where
the insults are the language of intimacy among males.
Solana, like, think about that with the last.
You wouldn't treat someone who you actually didn't love like this, because then that would just be rude.
Man love.
We gave you some man love in the 5 o'clock funky Buddha happy hour.
That was not man love. Making fun of gums and your teeth and your hair is man love. What you guys did, just a bunch of shuttlecocks. That's all.
I don't think so, but if that's how you feel, I apologize. And it was not intended that way. Mm-hmm. It was intended to be good-natured radio ribbing.
I don't believe
insults.
I don't.
The language of intimacy among males. That's all that I meant.
That was good.
Somebody texts in, Solana knows more about sports than you two idiots put together. I know. That's why I asked him the question.
Don't call Jimmy names. That's my friend.
But if after that answer you still think he knows more about sports than the two of us put together, maybe you don't understand what you just heard. What caller number would you like to take for these Marlins tickets, Solana?
15.
Caller 15. All right. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 15 gets 2 tickets or 4 tickets or however many we're giving away for you and your dog or however. I don't know. But it's Bark at the Park, August 5th, Marlins and Reds. And if you don't win the tickets today, you'll have another chance tomorrow. Caller 15. So are we good? Solana?
No.
You're not good. All right. Okay. No. I was trying to make it good at the end. We are not good.
No.
There's nothing I can do. You're thinking about filing an HR complaint?
No, not thinking about filing an HR complaint.
All right. You thinking about not coming in tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll probably take the rest of the week off.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Catch up on some Olympic soccer while I'm at it.
Well, I hate to end it on a uncomfortable note, but I tried my hardest at the end to correct things. Dan good. Day is coming up next with Sports Day. Crowder can fix this at the end, I'm sure. Go ahead, Crowder. Fix this.
Man, Solana, appreciate some good old man love.
Well, fix it better than that. You tried that already. It didn't work. Can you fix it just a little? Jimmy, you fix it. You're good at this. Jimmy, fix it here at the end.
Nope. I'll pass.
You know what? Tough love. Solana, tighten up and quit being a bitch.
Yeah, stop being a bitch.
tough man love.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Solana. I love you.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I tried. I don't know what happened. We've obviously touched a nerve. I don't know why, but we'll figure it out tomorrow. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night, especially our great friend Alejandro Solana, an invaluable member of this show, a man who knows more about sports than the three of us combined. Go Marlins if they play tonight. I didn't really listen to any of his headlines. And enjoy the MLS All-Star Game. That's tonight. We know that that is the best that MLS has to offer versus the best that Mexico has to offer. We wouldn't have known that if we didn't have a soccer expert on the show. His name is Alejandro Solana, and we are so appreciative of him for sharing that with us, because otherwise I would have just been watching like I watched USA France, not knowing which color was which team and getting excited maybe for the wrong goal. So I think we have covered a lot of ground. Dan Day is coming up next. We will speak with you mañana.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.